Yeah. Yes, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Coming at you from the top of the second hour here. And we have Scotty on the line. And, you know, a lot of information coming at us really, really quickly. And, you know, this whole victimization thing, once again, I don't want people to be scared. You need to be angry. You need to retaliate. You really do. When the government does something screwed up to you, they've got more than enough sins. There's so many low-hanging fruits. You can be an activist. You can start putting feet to the fire. Okay? Nothing's going to change until we all start doing it. Nothing is going to change until we all start doing that. Okay? I'm not saying you got to be Antifa. Okay? But what I'm saying is you can take these, you know what? You can audit these people. You can literally FOIA them. You can get into the investigations that they're in on. Become a private detective. Hell. You know, there's numerous things you can do to where you can be in the know-how and have power and to make these people pay for what it is that they do. That's kind of what my end game is. I'm going to be starting up a security company at some point in time in the future, where it'll be 5 or 10 years from now, when I have enough scratch and enough connections, I'm going to start my own security company. That's going to branch out to cybersecurity. That's going to branch out to private detectives. We're going to be doing police entrapment. Okay? That's what I want to do. I want to clean up the corruption. You know, if you are of the same mindset, you want to roll with me, I will most definitely take funding. Okay? I'm just putting that out there right now. But that's for you people who are in the know. You're the smart people because you're listening to my show. But we're gonna catch a lot of corrupt mofos in this game. Now, I want to say, Scotty, I got a note here, and I'm going to see if I can get to it. I do believe we got Reb on the line. He says he knows about the cops and is talking about out on Long Island or something out there. He knows something that's going on out in your area. Do you want him on the line so you can discuss this? All right, let's bring Reb on. Reb, you there?
That's U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bubba Scout, Reb, the top of your government. We're going to do something about this. You got Brooklyn mouth. We've heard this stuff in Texas, how those... We call them the pygmies. We call them G-I-N-I, guineas, not to be confused with the Italians. But still, we got the book on these lowlives from people that are connected with the Lusucki crime family. Probably you know them people. You mentioned Lynbrook and Atlantic Beach, and you know the whole connections there. When I heard that, I said, hey, he knows stuff. He knows about... And Mike over at Republic, he helped us out. He put out... General O'Shaughnessy's office here in Colorado Springs. We're in Colorado now. I'm from one part of Texas. Bo's from the other part of Texas. But we know nationwide this is a freaking disaster. These people, they're screwed. We got the evidence against them working with this terrorist. It's on hashtag BoScoutRev, January 9th, 2020. It's on the Facebook page, Republic Broadcast Network, January 9th, 2020, and their Twitter feed. And everything we do is now at the top. We don't care who's in charge of the Joint Chiefs. We got federal agents inside the military who've been spoiling for a fight with these punks. because they are punks. I don't know if you've ever heard of this kind of scam.
That's good news, Reb, that's good news. You practiced this, we've heard it. Now, let's get to the point here. You know some of these people out there in Long Island. Can you powwow with us?
I was going to ask him about, does he know about how they brought the drugs into the Nassau County School District back in the 1960s? They're bringing in dope. They use their, we call them defectives, those people, and they bring in uniforms against the PTA and taught them how to start smoking dope and marijuana and all and that hallucination stuff, all to get them control, mind control. It was Nassau County and the jurisdictions around town of Hempstead. We heard all about this. They were sabotaging, and then they'd get it into the little student population in the high schools in the beginning. Do you know about that infiltration? It was through the United Nations and all sorts of like sabotage inside America, like they did to us when they put our voices on the.
Robert,
you know about this stuff.
When they had the World's Fair here and Robert Moses and that.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Hollywood is involved with that too. Disney, the guy from Disney is involved.
Oh, yeah, that's that animatronic crap.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so you know all about this. Did you have connections to some of, like, NYPD or out on Long Island with Nassau County and that kind of people?
No, I'm just a schmuck from Long Island, just like the guy I mentioned before. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Are you in your 70s or something?
You guys cracked me up.
Not from Long Island. Not Eddie Craig. The other dude. Anyway, I can't think. But what were you talking about on Facebook? What is this thing from? Anything recent? Not in 60s?
Yeah. This is recent. This is January 9th, 2020. We got the picture of this dumbag Puerto Rican.
Where is that? What Facebook? It's on RBN's Facebook?
Facebook of Republic Broadcasting Network. You'll see the picture of the freak. When you see him, you'll know him. I mean, he's underworld all the way.
No, I couldn't find it. I was looking on Mike's timeline to find the Elvis video that none of you has listened to tell me if you think it's Elvis. And I found...
Mike, can you help me out with that in the chat, Mike?
I found on the drive...
It's on Republic Broadcasting.
You know, and became famous. I think it was in Poland, and he was an armed driver, and the money truck was getting attacked. He was a guest on RBN. According to the timeline, 7 weeks ago, he was called in to RBN. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that got attacked and defended the truck from armed people.
Now I got to do my homework. Mike, help me with that curriculum. Go ahead.
I had there was that video. It's 7 weeks back. It went around the world. Yeah, that was some amazing driving and training. And then he got out with the AK to go after them too.
Hey, one thing I want to ask you: there was a AT&T Pavilion, New York World's Fair, 1964, and they were showing we patted on our gab feed. Death ray. It was like the Ruby Maser and the lasers and stuff that they could pinpoint spots all over the galaxy or something. And not, you know, in the solar system. But anyway, they had this, that's what their technology was ahead of time. This was 1964, and they were going to, it was before broadband and all that stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? The AT&T Pavilion back in the 1960s?
That's before my time.
Oh, I thought you were older. But you know.
I piece everything together, how things became where they came. I mean, Codex Alimentarius was going on from the 40s. And some of the stuff in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is from the 40s. So, I mean, this stuff's been going on even before the 60s. It's just that.
And they might have had it in the 1939 World's Fair. They had them on the same grounds, right? For the 64 and the 39 World's Fair in New York, and they had like the old symbols of the 1939 fair next to the Unisphere. That's what they called it in 64, and that was where they brought in all this future technology that they're going to screw America with. They started the push-button phones. This is before 911 system. That's a demonic system that you don't want. That's the one we're going to destroy.
Are you aware of David Bowie's last blog and how he was so into this technology? And then what he found out about these expandable private wireless systems, he warned the whole world. Do you remember his last blog? Are you aware how he warned the whole planet, and including in his last album, Black Star or Dark Star?
I want to hear this. Please educate us.
Well, David Bowie was very intrigued by this technology, and he used to do a blog. He was went by Sailor. That was his name, but it was really David Bowie, the musical artist. And his last blog was Google is Illuminati, and he was using quotes from Orwell's 1984 that it's like a boot stamping on your neck forever, and he predicted like these private, wireless, expandable systems, which is what happened. Everything merged together. Everything became one. Politics, medical, it's all the church, it's all the same. That's why I had mentioned some of the other people on RBM. Some of you get amazing guests. You're not the only one, V. And if you can get together and have the same guests and bounce back and forth from this show to that, your network, where you're now talking with another interviewer that you didn't know of, and you're on the same subject, because some people are targeted and they call up, and John is telling them to kill himself, where, you know, he should have called your show. You know, I don't know what happened to him. But Ingrid Castle is one that has amazing, amazing guests. She had Janice Barcello on. She's someone I brought into Fessig to speak because her videos were getting disappeared, which is what's going on with Mike, fake Mike, real crack dude. He sent me the email. He said the links don't open. The links that I sent in the email, same links I sent you the other day. I sent him 2 weeks ago. And that's, they work for me, those links, but they're not working for him. That's what was happening with Janice Barcello. I had a video from her, and every time I shared it, the person said it didn't work, and it happened like a dozen times. And I kept telling her, and she didn't believe me for 2 months. And then finally she sent me back an email, and she cursed and said, yeah, you're right. And she realized that it's shadow banning. So a lot of this stuff, I can see it, but you can't. You know, so it's not active. I don't know if you got to watch any of the videos. And then I forgot the point I was making.
Before you remember your point, did you say fake Mike real crack? You know, Will's going to be very upset with you when he comes back.
Hey, Scotty, I got to get you that link because you'll know who this is. He's working for the Church of Scientology, this terrorist.
There you go, right there, Reb, you're right on it.
I
told you I know this stuff. When I heard his voice, I said, that's a Brooklyn mouse. He'll know what we're talking about. And Mike can get him that link that he posted on the Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page, January 9th, 2020. It got me attacked by the local punk guineas here. They started crap with me. They said they charged me with, I was seen hitting snowballs with a baseball bat. March 1st, 2020, they put out the bolo on this terrorist. December 17, 2019, General O'Shaughnessy's office, Colorado Springs. He's a piece of crap. If it's wrong, he's doing it. And he was following this Leah Remini. She was in the King of Queens or something, one of those shows. And he was stalking her for the Church of Scientology. And it's in that article. You read all about him, and you'll know what a piece of crap. We want him picked up. We'll rip this state apart. We told the FBI, bring plenty of rope. We're hanging these governors. The one who started the dope business in America, the one American Friends Service Committee, we know the whole story on these crap heads. And he's now senator. He just won that last phony election cycle, 2020. He tried to be president when he quit. He opened the first dope stores. He turned his government up to this next governor. He's married to a man. He's the first openly homo queer governor to run Colorado now. And now he's the senator. They're the ones that they sabotage everything in America. This is a a crossroads for everything that's wrong here in Soviet Colorado. We hit them here. Watch everything collapse, all the phony virus, everything. This is a drug central. It's a illegal alien transporting central. And this piece of crap terrorist is in a... Mike's got to send you that. It's on Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page, January 9th, 2020. It's still there. It's on hashtag Bubba Scout Rev, January 9th, 2020. You know how to spell Bubba. She's Bubba, she's Scout, R-E-B.
You know, I'm tempted to just step out of this program and just let you two guys talk. Because you two are going back and forth, and you know, it's good information. I didn't know this stuff, you know.
Yeah, see, he opened his mouth, and I knew what he was talking about. And this goes back 50, 60 years ago. Before, I guess he's not that old. I thought he was lived through this stuff. And even in Texas, we knew what was going on. Yeah, we know stuff that's going on back then.
I look mature for my age.
Oh, well, I look incredibly old as youthful for my age.
Okay, Reb, you're old, white boy, okay? You know.
Anyway, I remembered what I was saying. What I was saying is Janice Barcelo ties together through, what do you call when they circumcise you? The circumcision. It's supported by the church. It's supported by the big medical industry, and it's supported by big politics. And she has the way of tying back stuff. So that's a suggested guest.
Scotty, were you the one that told me that horror story of having to hold the baby's leg down and watching the oil suck off a baby?
I don't know what you're talking about. The hold the baby's leg down. What?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess who's that? Who's that? Frank? We had I'm sorry. We had a guest from New York, or a caller from New York, who had to be a part of that ritual, holding down the baby's leg, so that the moil could literally suck off the baby, and the baby was in horrible pain. He said he dropped religion. He dropped everything after that experience.
No, that's not me. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'm getting my New York people mixed up. You guys, I hate to sound racist, but you guys sound the same to me. Go ahead.
So that was finished with what I said, but Janice Barcelo is a good guest. I recommend you get. I'm very knowledgeable about many things and banned. Her work, she's been, you know, removed from everything. You know,
hey,
as everybody with real content has been.
Look! If you want to be you want to be a booker for the show, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
I am trying to network a few things. Like, for instance, I've always spoke about ways to make money and stuff. Like, people are donating vehicles, you know, to these places and all kinds of stuff, and that's what these public stations are starting to do. So RBN and all these other networks, like you're working on a TV thing. I don't know what it is that Statmill is going to announce on the 4th. But you've been talking about something for 2 years, and I'm trying to clear up things.
It's my project that he's going to be announcing.
Like, one caller about a week and a half ago mentioned how Adam Bundy sold out and is supporting Black Lives Matter, is running for legislator, and that he's not trustworthy anymore. However, no one else confirmed that. I never heard anyone else mention it. And for that one guy that I am bringing up, there's been 40 others that had amazing content that it's just hard to keep track of. You know, it's just so rapid, nonstop info, and then we lose, you know, what we needed to catch up on, you know, to go back and
dot. The thing about the Black Lives Matter movement is that we will be okay so long as we don't have a leader. We have gotten to that point where we can be like Anonymous. This is why they tried potting down Anonymous. This is why they tried forming this Q thing into a personality. You can't have a leader at the top. You can't, because as soon as you do try to have a leader at the top, they're going to get bought off or killed. Either way, you're going to kill morale. You're going to destroy morale. You're going to destroy the movement. That's why these feds, you know, they admit they killed Martin Luther King, okay? They admit it, they killed Malcolm X. But they don't know who to kill when it comes to the Black Lives Matters. They don't know who to kill when it comes to Anonymous, because you can't have a head to the snake. And that's our greatest chances as is right there. Yeah, I know I'm Vianon. I'm not trying to be that leader. I am trying to be that leader, but it's a mantle. V will be passed on to the next person of prominent information. Then when that person's retired, done, killed, whatever, he can pass on V to somebody else. That's why I don't want to use my name. I'm not here to get famous. I'm not here to take credit. I'm just a part of the idea. So that's why they're finding it difficult to deal with me, even. So I don't believe in these particular leaders, because everybody's got their price. So we need to move as a cloud. We need to move as a shadow. We need to move as a force of nature, not a political movement.
As long as you're on the phone, did you call Fort Bragg at that PMO, that number I gave you?
I've not gotten an answer.
They didn't answer?
I've not gotten an answer, my friend.
You dialed, I'll give it out of the air, 910-396-0391. You call that number.
I will double check with my records, phone record. Maybe I did dial it wrong, but I haven't gotten an answer.
But all you got to do is ask for that Weatherall, Bravo 265, and he's tuned into what you're saying. He'll be back there tomorrow night. That's what they said. And he's from East Dallas, and he hangs with the homies and knows all the people you know, and he's ticked off about DMX and that stuff, what you were saying.
But that's fine.
He's military. He's on the inside.
That's fine. I will definitely check that out, but I want to focus more on what our guest is talking about.
Great. Your guest is great. I heard what he said, and I said, yeah, he knows the stuff. I was just looking into if he knows about the scams where they're running these fake audio tapes. And look, it got to the top of the Joint Chiefs. It got to Judge Advocate General, and we want to prosecute under that U.S. Public Law 109-364-61076. We take out the guts of this place here in Sylvia, Colorado. The whole country.
Okay. Well, that's why Reb, I want to thank you for calling in and adding. I want to give Scotty more time to talk about this.
Get that stuff from Mike on that hashtag Bubba Scout Rep, January 9th, 2020. Go get that and get that picture and put that vulture emblem everywhere.
You know what? White boy, get to work. All right. We'll talk to you later.
I thought LOL was locked to luck for like 4 years. V and Bubba also, what do you know about Cyrus Parsons' lawsuit? Have you read it? Have you heard anything about it? It's been going on for a while. It's against Zuckerberg, Facebook, all the ABC agencies, all Google, the whole deal. Are you aware of the lawsuit? I haven't really heard much from him or even Eisenhower that is usually with him.
If you haven't heard much from him and it's not international news, then nothing's going to come of it.
Well,
so
no,
I'm just not going to waste my time.
National is fake, so that's not true.
well, no, listen.
You would be a good guest, also.
I'm pretty sure this guy is—he's outclassed. Even with the stuff that I want to take the NSA to court for, it's going. I can prove everything without a doubt. All my claims. Scientifically, with instruments even. I can do that. I can.
That doesn't matter. The fact
is,
on the moon,
thing
is, state courts. That it's actually, by reading the lawsuit, you get educated. Because he's big on the mind control. A lot of that, if you read it, it really breaks down right in your face what's going on. Like, for instance, paragraph 44 is how I found out about it. It was on Facebook when I first found it, but they keep removing stuff. Paragraph 44 talks about the brain in your head that controls your brain that your brain doesn't know that it's being controlled by, and many, many things like that in the lawsuit. And there's other things, too. There's other House resolutions.
The thing about lawsuits is,
that's all fine.
That's all fine and dandy.
This technology is being used now by these systems, the same systems that David Bowie warned us about.
The thing is, the most important thing is, and the only way to have a successful lawsuit is you have to bring not just the evidence, but you got to bring the victims. You got to bring the victims, and you got to prove damages. I'll get more into this when we come back from commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yes. All right. We are back from commercial break. Yes. So, and you know, these lawsuits, they're all, it's fine and dandy because until you start hearing about it, because typically somebody has been threatened to the point where, okay, they gave up. Somebody has actually been paid off with the most measly amount of money that you can think of and threatened. Somebody might have something legitimate. They might get a little hefty pocket change and later on found dead in the trunk of their car or something like that. The way these lawsuits work against the ABC agencies, you got to have a substantial... Listen, you can actually prove the technology works. You can prove the crime. What you got to do after that, you have to... And you virtually cannot do this without making it a mass lawsuit. You have to find victims. Okay, who are the victims of this crime? Oh, is it just you? Is it just this person? And then they're going to do everything they can for a character assassination. They'll break you down, and you're going to walk out of the courtroom with your tail between your legs. So you're going to have a mass lawsuit. You're going to have 500 to 5,000 victims. You're going to have prove damages. Okay, this person lost what while they were being mind controlled? They lost. You know, you're gonna have to prove damages. And the civil court of law, it doesn't matter if they've broken, all of your constitutional amendments, your constitutional rights. It doesn't matter that you got raped in this way, that way, or any other way. What you got to prove in court is substantial consequences from what happened. Legalities and proving something exists, they don't care. They absolutely do not care. They'll just be like, okay, so, and what's your point? I've been through this process. I know it. It's something that you might want to look at is the Bioethic Committee. I think this happened in like 2012 or something like that. A bunch of TIs got together, forced the government to have a hearing where each target individual got up and told their story of what they went through. And the Bioethic Committee, what a bored lot. What a bored lot of people. They knew they were not going to serve these people any justice. And they just sat there like this was like the most painful meeting ever. Because they literally did nothing. Nothing came of that bioethics committee meeting. Meetings. There were several. So, I mean, you want to talk about your church committee? That's what we should have had. We should have had a church committee. Another one. You know, where they had the CIA admitting to mind control. They had the CIA admitting to having covert weapons of assassinations. Where this committee actually grilled the ABC agencies on their capabilities. No. This bioethics committee was so watered down. It was a bunch of nobody politicians, not even a bunch, a table full of nobody politicians listening to a bunch of people in a tent. What a mockery of the system. What a mockery. I plan on getting these people in a courtroom, just like the church committee. There's going to be senators, there's going to be all kinds of people up in there, okay? I'm going to be charging all the directors of these intelligence agencies for crimes of war and crimes of treason. because of the evidence that I have. And yes, I will have an army of victims and talking about what they lost in the process of being screwed with by their covert COINTELPRO. You damn Skippy. I'm gonna be the one to do it. So, Scotty, I don't know who this guy is that you bring to the show that you're talking about, but I would gladly like to meet him and show him what he's got to do.
Cyrus Posse, you're talking about? You never heard of him?
No, but I will definitely. I will definitely help him out, or
at least start
in this case. Yes.
Have you ever heard of Laura Eisenhower?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, she's with him quite often, and she got thrown off of Facebook. I haven't heard much from her in a lot of time. However,
yeah.
Can I promote a few things and some of the solutions that I didn't actually finish? See, you're talking lawsuits that are tough to win, which is true. And the facts are on the moon anyway, because they're all, fakers. However, as I was mentioning, things are changing where the power is in each of our wallet and pen. You see, we're all forced into these contracts. There's multiple contracts to have a smartphone, and they trick you into using the smartphone. And Facebook, you can't even make a live video unless it's a smartphone. Like, everyone is suckered in. And they're not realizing they're put into this box and this box only when there are alternatives. Like you brought up the alternatives with those little mini tiny computers for $25 that I never heard of until you mentioned it. It's the same thing. We have alternatives to using the smartphone. You can have a PC or those, what are they, blackberries, redberries, some kind of berries that you were talking about. Uber.
Raspberry Pis, yeah.
Yeah, raspberry. So the deal is, nobody's using the fiber optic. Everybody's tricked into these expandable private wireless systems that have the contracts that go with it, that have the traceability, that have the mind reading, that could take your pulse. The doctor doesn't even have to tell you to cough anymore. They got their hand around your sack because you clicked, I accept the terms and condition. You know, they're tracking your breathing, your mood, and everybody is allowing this and paying for it at the same time, and signing away their rights or ability to hold someone accountable by clicking yes for these contracts that you need a team of attorneys just to read them would force majeure events and, act of God. Act of God, your ass, you're controlling the weather. What are you talking about in that? So we can't actually focus on where we have the power. We're all looking at someone else to fix it. We have the power. Not have these contracts. Everybody here that's a activist trying to do things, you're still subscribing to these contracts and using it. And that's great. Like what Ammon Bondi did was the first time he used the smartphones against them. And some people on Facebook thought they were. They make the videos, but they don't realize that through censorship, they're promoting videos that are useless. And the real, that Rose guy, that fake Rose guy that's, he's not a real activist. He's, one of these, put there kind of dudes. So people don't know how to get ahead of anything. But Cyrus Parsa is worth looking into. He has a lawsuit. At least try to find it and read it. I'll try and network with you something. So here's some of my suggestions. I suggest you take a look just to get a peek at some of the reality
Hold on. Before you get started with that, I must tell the audience. someone just tried to reset my Skype. Tried to uninstall and reset my Skype. That used to happen to me back in the day, but my security system overpowered them. So I'm still on the air. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, the guy at 10 o'clock was having some trouble, too, he was saying. The Kentucky dude, I forget his name. So what I'm saying is, I was very disappointed in the law group by not networking properly. When it first started, I was part of it for 2 months, daily, 24/7. And I just can't believe it's still going on. I just saw it tonight. I was trying to open up some links and stuff. So I want to share a link. I didn't share it with you or even Mike yet. It's actually shared with when I had my first radio interview many years ago. But I don't have that open now, so let me just share what I have open now because it took a long time to open. This video from my group, the Free Energy Special Interest Group, it's called True Vision of Peace, /FESIG, F-E-S-I-G, which is Free Energy Special Interest Group. So that's the YouTube channel. It's Free Energy Special Interest Group, all separate words. And on that YouTube channel are all of our videos, about 100, that we have two guests per month. And then we have also R&D meetings every week, but those we don't make public. So you can find this FESIG with Gene Decode on the Dumbs, the Bloodlines, and the War, 8th of June, 21. It's got 8,600 views, and that's a lot of views for us. We only had about 8 people in this meeting. And as I said, Johnny Delirious was there too. And he went into a lot of information there that might open up some of your minds to see a little bit of what's been hidden. And also Johnny Delirious clears up a lot too with the newer recordings. As I said, RBN removed all of his archives, which had a lot of amazing content.
Okay, hold on there. Well, before we attack RBN here, you gotta get how many more solutions you got, because we do have callers.
RBN, I'm just stating the fact those archives aren't there, but on themastersurvivor.com is Johnny Delirious's website. On there, he has the archives for the new radio station that he's on.
Okay, and that's fine. That's fine. But I need you to roll on through to finish off your solutions, because you never have enough time, because you always hitting these other points.
I didn't get to the solutions yet. I was just recommending open so you can take a look. And
we got 10 minutes left in the show, so I want you to slam the solutions and get to a caller.
And talk about my friend a little bit that I'll get back to the law group while I left that. So anyway, this video here has a lot of information. It's a little over 2 hours. I asked a question too that he answered about the oceans. So I recommend that. And I recommend Ashley Gilmore, if you want to play that on the closing, if that music that I sent you, if you don't approve, I'll make you something better. But I think it shows her wonderful talent and gifts. And then I had another. Okay, so here's my friend. Here's the deal. There we go. All right, this is my friend. He was the, his father was the general manager of the record plant in New York City for all the famous bands. That's where anything that was popular was made. And growing up, he got to go there a lot and has a pretty strange life. And we grew up together. And I'm in his book. His book is called Exile in Rosedale. And he is a producer, engineer, musician, composer. And he made a lot of videos that he would take his musical talent and take whatever was popular, like Katy Perry or something popular, and make his own version of it. And it would be musically his own version, but some of it would have a message. So there's one video that I recommend. It's on, I didn't mail this to you yet, but I'll send an email. It's just a short video, 5 minutes long. He takes Katy Perry's E.T. extraterrestrial song, and he does his thing with it. Now, when I played this in the law group, they made me stop it, and I got 2 comments that they didn't like it. But I was trying to show them, here's a solution. This is the way you communicate with people to get their attention, and then you strike up a conversation to try and, initiate conversations with strangers. Same way that these public stations have solution drives, and they take donations, and they have drives and all kinds of stuff. Same thing, you have to interact. So, it's name of the video is Katy Perry, E.T. Extraterrestrial, and it's on Exile in Rosedale, one word, YouTube channel. This, I suggest that you, with your talents and some of the guests and stuff at RBN, we get together in ways sort of like Murr has the chat room, but taking that to the next level where we can have ways to offer things like services or car car donations or scooter donations or this or whatever, where we're mixing it up. So I'm just trying to show off his talent in taking something popular and turning it around. Just like the video, like you just played the musical break 3 songs ago. That was a ripoff of Toys in the Attic from Aerosmith. I don't know if you realize it, but I noticed all the music today is like a rehashed something from the past. That it's almost exactly the same music, and then they had new crappy words they put with it and some added harmonies. So the deal is, I think this man here, my friend here, Seven, has the ability to produce some videos from some of the people at RPN speaks with, the callers, the guests, to expand your reach. How's that? Okay? So I yield there. I just want to promote, one, check out some of this Fessig video with Gene Decode. Check out some of Johnny Delirious's work on MasterSurvivor.com. And if you would, to close, well, you can play some Ashley Gilmore stuff that I sent you. The second take is better, I think. If you like it. If you don't Ashley like it, that's Gilmore. Your choice.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's take a call really quickly because we haven't taken any callers. Let's go Vancouver, line 3. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. You mentioned the church committee, 1975. Yes. I'd like to do a shout-out to Mrs. Johnny Roselli, George DeMorenschild, and Sam Gianzana that couldn't make it for the trial, for the hearing.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I can enlighten you. Johnny Roselli got himself thrown in the water, where he's shot up and dead. George DeMorenschild suicided himself with a shotgun, and Sam Gianzana got it in the back of the head a day before he was supposed to testify. That's
so
the point
they
I'm
got
making.
Arcoside. They got Arcoside before it was popular.
That was before Billy Bob was even, well, maybe he was in, you know. But by the way, I got the pleasure, well, to meet Frank Sturgis, not personally, but on the TV. They interviewed him and wanted to know his role in Dealey Plaza. And it was quite interesting what he said. That would be great to have another church committee. Even Church got into trouble, I think. That was the end of his career. And check out Mae Brussel on the church committee. Mae Brussel, M-A-E and B-R-U-S-S-E-L. On the her tapes might still be on somewhere in the net there. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. And can I hear that song? What's the song called? Oh, I forgot. Rainy Day Woman, numbers 12 and 35, dedicated to Nancy Pelosi. Thanks kindly.
I don't know, Mike, are we taking requests? Do you know what he's talking about?
Pelosi and who? Mike?
Yeah, you don't know that one? All right, I'll just... every day, something just makes me chuckle about the show. sorry about that. I have no idea. Unless he's referring to this Nine Lives album, which is only 13 tracks. So, wait, what did he say? All right, anyways. there will be another church committee. There will be a Nuremberg Trial Part 2. I will be the front runner of that. I'm going to make it happen. Whether it be next year or 20 years from now, I'm going to make sure that everything that I've spoken about on my media and my interviews on my shows, I'm going to make sure all this bubbles up to the surface. Because, well, Because there is such a thing as messing with the wrong person. You know, they haven't quite made it to godhood yet. There's always still a bigger fish. Until you've made it to godhood, you need to be looking out for that bigger fish. And that's something that these covert a-holes have not learned yet. So that's what you get when you're in a cult where everybody thinks that they are God. Anyhow, do you want to, I'll give you another minute here if you want to wrap up with anything, any last words for the show, Scotty?
That's it, to be continued. It was just to touch base and initiate some of where I'm trying to go with things.
Okay.
So
that we will definitely continue on with you sharing information with us. I'm definitely willing to coordinate and work and network, really, to be able to get as much information out to the public as humanly possible. You have brought up some good points and some areas where I should probably look at myself. This will probably be one of the first shows that I re-listen to in like maybe a year or so. So, yeah, thank you for the homework. I only want people when they just give me homework. Just like, wait a minute, I'm the teacher here. But nope, I gotta walk away with homework. So I definitely appreciate you for that, guys. And you know what? We're always learning. We're learning all the time. And if you're not learning something new every day, well, then what the hell are you doing on my planet? We're going to dip out here a little bit early. And yeah, guys, this is your favorite talk show host. Favorite talk show host show. That which means I'm V and you're not. This has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
Read between the lines. Take a listen.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis!
Stop lying, damn it! I'm getting pissed now.
Real. take her Earth pill.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.